descending down three times to the mezzanine. Your visit continues on the mezzanine level, one floor down. The City of London has changed dramatically through the centuries. Debris built up over time has led to the ground level rising, so the modern street level at this site is about 9 metres above the earliest Roman deposits. To get to the mezzanine level, you can use the stairs or the lift. The lift is near the street entrance where the hosts are situated. The top of the narrow stairs is behind the right-hand end of the artefacts case and runs down behind the case. It has two straight flights of 12 steps with a short landing between them. There is a handrail on both sides. The walls either side of the stairs are clad in polished dark grey stone. They're carved with a tactile timeline, and as you descend, dates and events are carved into the walls on both sides, depicting the street level of London at the time of the event. A few steps down from the top on the left is the year 1941 and reads World War II bombing destroys most of the buildings on this site. A couple of steps down on the right is 1863, London's first railway opens. Further down still are events such as 1666, the Great Fire of London, and 1066, William the Conqueror is crowned in London. At the very bottom, at floor level on the right, is AD 410. Britain is no longer ruled from Rome. The mezzanine level is dimly lit, and there will be audio playing on an 8-minute loop. The host, Joanna Lumley, talks to experts about the history of the Mithraeum, the cult of Mithras, its members, and its rituals. You can also listen to it on Bloomberg Connects by searching for Historians Discuss the Cult of Mithras.